Before the study could even get underway, WSU researchers had to overcome one roadblock from the federal government to make sure that the study reflected the strength of the marijuana products available today. That's because the federal rules regarding cannabis research require that the marijuana used in any studies come from one source. But that marijuana, from the National Institute on Drug Abuse, is not nearly as potent as the pot currently for sale in Washington state dispensaries, with a level of just 6 to 10% of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana.
In contrast, of course, in the dispensaries, they're selling products that flower that exceeds 20% THC, and cannabis concentrates that can easily exceed 90% THC.
That's WSU researcher Carrie Cutler, who says she came up with a unique way to do the study. Using the popular Zoom app, Cutler enlisted 80 volunteers to use cannabis that they'd purchased on their own legally from state outlets. Then from the privacy of their own homes, subjects got high and answered a battery of questions from researchers. They were divided into a control group that didn't use cannabis, two groups that used cannabis flower with more than 20% THC, but one containing CBD, a non-psychoactive component of cannabis, and the other without CBD, and a group that vaped cannabis concentrates with more than 60% THC that included CBD. All of the testing was done while the participants were high on marijuana. The researchers found no effect on a range of decision-making tests, but did note certain types of memory issues. Participants passed prospective memory tests, which involved planning to do things at a later time, like making a doctor appointment, and also temporal order memory tests involving the order in which a sequence of events occurred. But they did notice an effect of cannabis on source memory, where subjects were shown words and pictures on the screen and asked to recall them. They also found those who used cannabis had problems with false memory tests, where a number of related words would be presented, like bed, snore, and blanket, and were then asked later if the word sleep was included.
And we found that all three cannabis-using groups were more likely to falsely recall completely unrelated words that we never presented to them and had nothing to do with the list, to the themes of the list that we presented to them.
The research seemed to also contradict previous studies indicating CBD, another ingredient in cannabis believed to have some therapeutic effects, might have a protective effect on memory.
We found that participants who inhaled the cannabis joint containing CBD performed statistically comparably to the group that inhaled just the joint containing THC and no CBD. And then the detrimental effects we found on those measures of free recall, we only found those in the group that inhaled the flower containing both THC and CBD.
Cutler says they're currently starting a similar cannabis study that involves people suffering from ADHD to see if there are any therapeutic effects of using the drug. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.